Hello, everybody. This is Rafael Davidovich. Welcome to the Explorations Podcast. We started a series a while back on the blessing of Asher Yotzar, which is the blessing, the bracha that we make when we come out of the bathroom, having used the bathroom. I'd like to explore another piece of that wonderful paragraph, and that is the phrase where we say, Golui v'yadua lifnei chisei chavodecha. It is known, it is revealed before your glorious throne, that if one of those passages in our body were to be ruptured or blocked, it would be impossible to live. I'd like to just focus on that opening phrase. It is goli v'yadua, it is revealed and known. Why do we have to express it in that way? It's known to you before your holy throne, before your throne of glory, that if one of those things were to rupture, it would be impossible to live. Why can't we just say, God, it would be impossible to live if any one of those nekavim, chalulim, if any one of those pockets or holes or tubes in our body were to break or be blocked, it would be impossible to live. Why do we have to say it is known before your throne of glory? Simply put, it's because we don't know that. God has created the human being in such a way that even though he created him with wisdom, and this is one of the explanations, Asher Yatzar es Adam b'chachma, you created us with wisdom. We're not idiots. We do have awareness. However, our awareness is limited, so that even though we are aware of so many things in the world, we are not really aware of the fact that the smallest thing that could go wrong could end our lives immediately, chas v'shalom, God forbid. This is something that is only known before the throne of God. God knows. He is aware of this, and of course, every single moment. When we say the blessing of Asher Yotzar, we then become aware because we put ourselves addressing God. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech ha'olam. We are addressing the throne, God's throne, melech ha'olam. Since we are standing before God's throne when we make a bracha, we are addressing God, we become aware when we make this blessing of the thing that God is aware of. And if you think about it for a moment, and I have thought about this, we would be utterly devastated if we were constantly aware of it in the immediate, tangible sense. Can you imagine? And I've known people who had, for example, they know they had a blood clot, or something that was floating through their body, and they knew that their lives could end at any moment, because this is what they were told by their doctors. That is a terrifying thing. You can't take a step forward without wondering if this is your last step. There were certain holy people who treated every day as if it was their last day. There are those who followed the rules of our rabbis in the Talmud who say that a person should repent one day before their death, and since, of course, we don't know when that day will be, they spend every day with some teshuvah, as if it was their last day. But it's one thing to be religiously cognizant of that, and to be physically aware of that. Hashem has given us somewhat of a bracha that we are not actually perceiving that reality, even though we know that we should be aware of that reality in order to have a greater sense of gratitude to Hashem. So we thank God that we are not so aware of it that our lives are entirely incapable of functioning because this could be our last moment. While at the same time, we are thanking God that we do have the knowledge that things could end at any moment. And this increases the gratitude that we should have for Hashem every day. And every time we become aware of the passages in our body that Baruch Hashem function well enough to enable us to live another day. On that thought, I want to wish all of you a wonderful day. Take care, everybody.